You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Happy, happy New Year. Happy New Year. All right, got a lot to talk about. 5 minutes past the hour. You know, boy, we got a lot. It was very interesting when I heard that, was it an illegal immigrant who, I guess, unanimously by the California Supreme Court, is able to practice law in the state? All right, what does that mean? What does that mean for us that are U.S. citizens? What does that mean for future immigrants? Is this really not that big a deal? Let whoever wants to practice law practice law. Personally, I don't, I don't really need any more lawyers. Okay, I think this country has enough lawyers, but we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how, I guess, there's a lot of chaos at hospitals as people are coming in thinking they have the quote-unquote Obamacare insurance, and unfortunately, the hospital can't tell that they have coverage. And so we're hearing reports that people are being turned away from these hospitals. Hospitals have a right, mind you, okay? I mean, they don't have to keep seeing people for free. I mean, any more than they have. Or asking for somebody to pay something up front, all right? I believe in certain hospitals, I believe the private hospitals, they're allowed to do that. County hospitals, I don't think they can. County hospitals, they have to see anybody no matter what. But when it comes to private hospitals, then they do have a right because they got to keep the doors open. You can only see X amount of people for free. As much as, you know, when I was in ER, I didn't care what anybody's financial status was. I saw them, I took care of them. If they're out on the street, I'm going to do whatever I can. This is what I'm trained to do. All right? But you still need hospitals, and you still need them to be able to pay for their lighting. You need them to be able to pay for their medicines. I mean, the money has to come from somewhere. So we obviously need to talk about that and what to do if you think you have insurance and you really don't. Then the Medicaid expansion. On top of already the ER chaos, as predicted, the Medicaid expansion is driving up visits to the emergency room. What's that also going to mean economically and what that means for you? This is stuff we've been talking about for years. It's just there's a lot of people now tuning in more towards other forms of radio, non-NPR radio, because they're going, okay, wait a second. I gotta stop here for a second. I had a patient. Very interesting. This was right before New Year's. He comes in and he says, you know, Dahlia, I don't want to talk about anything political, but I have to say something. And I'm like, what? You know, because he was there for a physical. He's like, I voted for Obama twice. And I never thought I would say this, but this Obamacare is blank, blank, and blank. He goes, why didn't anybody tell us? Why didn't anybody warn us that all this would happen? And I said, don't you listen to my show? Don't you listen to this station or this station or this station? I'm like, we have. We called it back in 2009. Didn't you, and I think what happens is, you know, somebody who was deemed to be, I don't know, a right-wing nut ruined it for the rest of us who are trying to be a little bit more moderate and tell you what the situation is. I mean, I'm a doctor for crying out loud. All right. I have nothing to politically gain being a Republican or being a Democrat or being a conservative or being a liberal because I'm not in politics. All right. And in fact, being in entertainment, okay, you know, depending on what avenue of entertainment, being less political is better. All I did was tell you guys what I saw as a doctor and what I saw with common sense. All right. If you put so many people on Medicaid, and even though I think it's great that we have some sort of a safety net for people, if there's not enough doctors taking Medicaid, or if doctors' offices are saying we can't see you for another 4 weeks, where are they going to go? To the emergency room. If the emergency room is already financially strapped and they don't get paid on every Medicaid claim, then you're going to have financially strapped ERs. Then we have a new, quote unquote, when they claimed they were going to insure 35 million Americans, all right, what type of insurance do these people have? Do they have insurance with high deductibles? Do they have insurance with high deductibles, which again is another thing we predicted? What type of skeleton plan do they have? Are people still going to pay forth their deductible before they go to the hospital? And if most hospitals have to take you without money up front, we're going to start seeing the hospitals go by the wayside. Now, as far, you know, I live in a beautiful city. I live in Las Vegas. And wherever you drive in the city, because it's a valley, you could see the hospital, pretty much. And there's certain hospitals on certain sides of the city. They're beautiful hospitals. And just knowing they're there is a relief. Knowing that there's a hospital there and a hospital nearby, I'm relieved. But if we aren't putting two and two together, realizing what's happening in the waiting room, you're sitting there for 8 hours, and many of you have sat in the waiting room for 8 hours. That's pretty precarious. Now, of course, ERs are coming up with new sorts of, shall we say, rules. Like, for example, you can't have a patient sit there more than 30 minutes without somebody taking a look and, you know, making sure you aren't sitting there having a heart attack. I mean, I am hearing that some ERs are trying to do that, but you could only do so much. As more and more people come in, and as more and more people are trying to use insurance that they never had, we are going to have a flooding of the system. Now, some people will say, well, Dahlia, that's fine, just make more ERs. All right, but you know how expensive that is? If there's no monetary guarantee, just like we're seeing with the pharmaceutical companies, well, Dr. Dahlia, they should make better drugs. We don't need any more Viagras. We need more antibiotics that kill these superbugs. Yeah, but where's the guarantee that the company's going to make money? If Medicaid usually just covers generic and the skeleton insurance companies only cover generic, who the hell is going to be making money on a non-generic medication? So, you know, right now I'm at the point where I don't write anything brand name. I write it all generic. My patients are happy. That's great. But I do kind of worry economically what's going to happen with these pharmaceutical companies. And I really worry what's going to happen in the ER. Now, I want each and every one of us to get the health care we need. All right. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't even care about whether you paid your bill or whether you're an immigrant or whether you're a Nazi. I mean, when I was a doctor, I treated you no matter what. But if somebody doesn't think about the finances behind it, we're not going to have ERs. Or you're going to have one per city. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network to make this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marcus writes, Doctor, your phone line isn't up. It's New Year's Day. Hold on, let me just say, I apologize. When I was out over the last couple days, the phone line was supposed to go to our message line, and instead it was still going to the GCN studio. I apologize about that. So Marcus writes, it's New Year's Day and I have a horrible headache. Not that I would be answering the phone, by the way, when we're off air. It's just you could leave messages, then we play them on air. But I'm not an on-call doctor, unfortunately, for the whole country. I can't. I'd love to be, but you just physically can't, and liability-wise, you can't. Anyway, they say, your phone line is not up. It's New Year's Day, and I have a horrible headache. It's more than a hangover. I'm afraid I have a bleed in the brain. I've been in the waiting room for over 4 hours. I live in Los Angeles, and I can try another hospital, but I'm hearing the wait times are worse in other places. What do you suggest I do? Now, Marcus, I already wrote him back this morning asking him to please tell me how he's doing. I know, that's pretty scary that he's sitting there in the ER. I mean, honesty, of course, is the best way to go about this. So if you literally think you have a bleed in the brain, okay, you do need to make that known to the hospital staff. Hopefully there's somebody with some empathy who doesn't think you're throwing them a line and BSing them who will evaluate you. That's kind of tough. I mean, you're in the ER New Year's Eve morning or New Year's Day, right, with headache, you're going to be sitting, all right? I mean, you're going to be sitting. So of course, I mean, the first thing I suggest to everybody is try to avoid the ERs, okay? I mean, you know, the ER situation is going to be bad. It's going to be worse than it ever was. We have huge issues now with having enough hospitals to keep the doors open and hospitals being able to handle all the masses. We know a private hospital chain is not on a major insurance company where I live. We don't know how that's going to financially impact that chain. And, you know, as insurance companies are now picking certain hospital chains to work with to keep costs down, you're going to have less hospital choices. So just try to avoid the hospital. If you are sitting there stuck in a waiting room, I would urge you call your doctor and tell your doctor what's happening. Go, look, I'm in the hospital, but I'm sitting here. Is there anything you could do and call? Now, don't waste your doctor's time with a paper cut. Okay? I mean, because, you know, the doctor only has X amount of favors. When I call an ER and say there's somebody sitting there urgent, okay, I mean, I can only do that so much. Otherwise, it's like, oh, it's Dr. Dahlia calling again. She wants her patient to get in before other patients because she thinks she's so special. No, that's not why I'm calling. So I specifically call if I think we have a situation, and I did that. There was a lady having high blood pressure, but her face was going numb. I thought she could have been having a mini stroke. So I called the ER and said, look, I don't know what's going on, but she could be having a mini stroke. And I'm not sure. She said she has facial tingling. She said her blood pressure is high, but she's sitting in your waiting room. I just wanted to give you a heads up. And boom, they got her back. So if you think you have anything dire like that, I would also urge call. If you're at your house, I would call 911. I mean, if you think you're having a heart attack, you think you're having a stroke, call 911. Let at least the paramedics start initiating some sort of immediate first aid or treatment if that has to be done. True, they can't start TPA and help you with a thrombolic stroke, etc. If you're having a bleed to the brain, they can't do anything right then and there. But at least they could stabilize you with some fluids, etc. and then get you in the doors. But I can't say just because you call an ambulance doesn't mean you're going to get ahead of the line. If you're not urgent, somebody walking in to the waiting room is going to be taken care of before you if you called 911 for a reason that's not urgent. And again, I really don't want you guys calling 911 when you don't need them, because 911 could be saving other lives. And having been an ER doctor myself, people walking in to the waiting room could have just as high an acuity of a problem than somebody being wheeled in by an ambulance. So the doctors and the triage nurses are going to, you know, triage and make up their mind who gets seen first. So don't just call an ambulance for something willy-nilly. But like I said, if you think you have something serious, you tell the front desk and you call, and you call your doctor. Now, many of you don't have a regular doctor. This is something I have never seen in my 13 years of private practice, where people come in and I go, okay, so who's been your doctor this whole time? I don't have one. Because many of you don't have health insurance, all right? And I'm, including me, I'm probably going to, once I get kicked off, I think I'm going to get kicked off in March, all right? And then I have to make a decision if I want to pay $900 a month for a $7,000 deductible or just wing it. Because at $900 a month times 12 months from plus $7,000 deductible, you know, you're already looking at the $20,000 range. I mean, what am I paying for? So at that point, so I may be uninsured also. And I get that. When you're uninsured, you're not going to go to the doctor. Or if you have a high deductible, you're not going to go to the doctor. So many of you don't have a regular doctor. I would say get one. If you are really worried about what the situation is going to be, and you don't want to be stuck in an emergency, then, and you do have certain medical issues, asthma, COPD, uncontrolled diabetes, you get frequent infections like staph or cellulitis, certain retina issues, I would say you find yourself a doctor. And you find yourself a doctor that has access to hospital, has admitting privileges. Because sometimes what your doctor could do is let you bypass the ER. So you meet the doctor and you ask them, look, what do I do if there's an emergency? We're understanding that the ER situation is getting kind of crazy. And they'll probably say, let's bypass the ER and we'll do a direct admit. Something like that. And, you know, we've talked about that. Now, this is kind of interesting. So Mail Online had reported that, and I haven't been able to confirm this, but this was a headline today, that hospital staff in Northern Virginia were turning away people Thursday morning because they couldn't determine whether their Obamacare insurance plans were in effect. They say patients in a close-in D.C. suburb who think they signed up for new insurance plans are struggling to show their December enrollments are in force. And I guess many people, in addition to the sticker shock, have plans they think they bought that were never bought, or they bought and they can't get coverage. So we have people saying that they were faced with a $3,000 hospital room charge. They left the hospital while they had chest pains. One left without getting the chest X-ray. Somebody was told if you got a chest X-ray, it would be more than $500. This is an absolute mess. Okay? There's a lady, she said her name is Galvez. She enrolled in Care First Blue Cross Bronze Plan for $450 a month through healthcare.gov. She did this 3 days before Christmas, but she has not been sent a bill. Now, remember we heard that even if you weren't billed, you're still supposed to have some sort of coverage. So many people are getting free coverage if they don't pay their bills. But if the other side doesn't have any proof that you're enrolled, how do you expect the other side to start taking care of you? I guess her $450 plan has a $5,500 per person deductible for 2014. She said that the radial, and now we're trying to, hear from these sources, and I guess we're getting no comments, et cetera, because nobody wants to look like they're turning away people. But somebody has to stand up and say, look, okay, even though I think it's horrible, and as a doctor, I would never turn somebody down, you do have to look at the finances. And you could only do so much free care. Okay? You know, I can't tell you how many people have given us false insurance cards. Because what would happen is you would call the insurance company and they would say, coverage, you know, it would be like an electronic voice. Coverage is in effect. Right? So you're like, fine, you see the patient and they had just gotten fired. So insurance doesn't pay. You bill them and they don't pay. You could only do so much for that. One reason why doctors are freaking out and many are closing up shop as this Obamacare rolled out is if many people have deductibles and they won't pay the bill when it gets sent, you can only keep a doctor's office open with X amount of dollars. You got to pay rent, you got to pay staff, you got to pay malpractice insurance, etc. So how do we as a health community get dollars coming in? Everybody said, oh, with Obamacare, doctors are going to be making it rich. They're going to, all these people will have insurance. No, all these people with insurance aren't, insurance isn't paying. They still have to pay with their deductible. And so let's say the hospital does know that you have health insurance and the hospital looks at the plan and says, well, you have a deductible, so we're going to collect $500. Because the average hospital visit is a couple thousand, so we're only going to charge you $500. Many of you don't have that kind of cash. Why? Because you have to spend $450 to $900 a month for your insurance. This is a cluster. So as people are telling me, you know, look, I voted for Obama, but I didn't realize this was going to happen. Why didn't anybody tell us? We've been telling you. It's just nobody listens to talk radio that on that side of things. And maybe you should. And maybe there's some people in talk radio that spew out all this rhetoric that people don't think there's anything informed. But listen, I mean, I've been telling you what I know. I'm a doctor, for crying out loud. How much more informed do I have to be? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of us have to get these little news alerts. You know, yesterday I was actually at work. We had an extremely busy clinic. Flu season is definitely here. You know, to me it started a little bit later, but we're definitely seeing the flu, high fever, body aches, etc. And, of course, news alert comes in. And, you know, I'm thinking it has to do with the horrible storm going on back east and airport closures, et cetera. And it had to do with this California Supreme Court ruling allowing a Mexican immigrant to practice law in the state. And I guess the ruling is the first of its kind in the nation, and we think it's going to follow suit in other states as well. Apparently, there's similar cases pending in New York and Florida. Now, this case again occurred in California, and the Supreme Court agreed unanimously with Sergio Garcia, who had passed the bar examination 4 years ago, that he should receive a law license while awaiting federal approval of his green card application. The court, of course, has the final word on licensing lawyers, said it was able to approve Garcia's admission to the state bar because the legislator had passed a law last year that cleared the way. The legislator acted after justices in a September hearing indicated that federal rules required that they deny Garcia a law license. And according to a 1996 federal law, states may not award public benefits to immigrants who lack legal status unless legislators specifically approve exemptions. And Governor Jerry Brown in October provided that exemption for law licenses. Now, some of us are like, you know what? I mean, there's so many lawyers. It doesn't matter. I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, honestly, California is bombarded with lawyers. My brother graduated law school. So many of them don't have jobs. There's many now. And, you know, but things always work itself out. Like, I remember when there was a glut of doctors in certain fields, medical students would hear about that, so they would decide to go to other fields, and all of a sudden there was a scarcity in that field. So word gets out. So I think a lot of people are going, well, you know, it may not make sense to go to law school now because there's such a glut. There's too many. Too many lawyers out there now. I mean, even one lawyer is too many lawyers as far as I'm concerned. But mind you, listen, you know, we all need them for contracts and we need them for who knows what. So, you know, get out a speeding ticket. So, you know, we all need an attorney at some point. So, you know, you love them, but you also love to hate them. That's just kind of the relationship we have. All right. But what's going on here in terms of immigrants with non-legal status competing with our U.S. citizens? That's where this starts to get a little hairy. Now, Garcia is a resident of Chico. He came to the U.S. with his family when he was 17 months old. He returned to Mexico when he was 9, re-entered the U.S. without authorization when he was 17. His father, who's an agricultural worker, obtained U.S. citizenship, applied for a green card for his son in 1994. The federal government accepted the petition back in 1995, but they say Garcia is still waiting for the green card almost 20 years later. So I'm kind of unsure about what the situation is. I could understand how if we had a messed up immigration status where it was almost impossible to get a green card or a visa or citizenship, how people would be forced to go another route. But we do have a process, and I'm under the impression that millions of our tax-paying dollars is going to that process. If that process of getting people who, I mean, if the father is a U.S. citizen and he applied for green card, if he applied for status for his son, etc., I mean, I can understand why the son just went on and went to school. I mean, I kind of don't blame him. I mean, but we have the issue of if our immigration system and path is so screwed up that people have to come here illegally, and then we just have to, after the fact, allow people to get whatever license and degree and scholarship and financial aid after the, you know, then what are we doing with the mainstream immigration path? And this is kind of important because the same topic is going to be brought forth when it comes to doctors. What shall we say is the group of, or the profession that is going to be in dire need of participating people? Well, we are going to need doctors. Now, we already in America license people from other states. And but many of them are citizens, from what I understand. Okay, I don't know much about illegal immigrants or people of quote-unquote illegal status getting their medical license and being able to practice here in the state. I mean, I always had to prove I was a U.S. citizen with all my paperwork. But if this is going to be, shall we say, opened up for law, then they're going to eventually do the same for doctors. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I have no problem if somebody was trained in Mexico, if somebody was trained in England, if somebody was trained in Zimbabwe, if somebody was trained in America. I don't care, because as far as I'm concerned, it's the experience. It's the instinct, okay? And that's something you can't teach. So when they come to America, they have to, I guess, pass the USMLE. All right, unless, of course, they're DO, and then there's another type of boards that they have to qualify for. So if they have to, satisfy licensing tests and they pass, I'm okay with them practicing. Where it's going to be an issue is, like I said, when we start to need to compete again. And this whole idea of you don't have to go through the legal channels. You could go through the illegal channels and still be able to benefit the same as the U.S. citizens do. And then the next question is what taxes are they paying? If they're not legal, all right, are they still getting to vote? are they paying taxes? So this is just going to be a festering wound when it comes to the country not addressing things smartly and financially. Because if we're spending our tax dollars on, I guess, on programs for people that don't put tax money in, we're going to run out of tax money. It's just, it's a simple economic issue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you wrote me 2 weeks ago about how you can't find a doctor that speaks English. I get an email like that every couple months, roughly, right? None of your doctors speak English. I'd like to know what languages they do speak, all right? Because I work with a lot of doctors, right? Some are from the Philippines, some are Russian, some are Latino. And so I understand that, you know, having a doctor that speaks your language is a definite asset. But many of the doctors I work with are not American born. And many of them do have very thick accents. And my question to you is who is easier to understand? Somebody with a very thick accent or somebody like me who speaks English, but I speak 70 miles a minute. Okay? I don't think I'm that much more easy to understand. Where there is an issue, and I will grant my patients this complaint, is the way something is worded culture-wise. Okay? You know, I have patients that say that their doctor told them they were too fat, that the doctor said the medicine they're on is no good, that they need to be cut on, and they were kind of shocked by the abruptness. Well, in America, we do things differently, okay? Well, as family docs do. Not all the doctors do. But, like, for me, you know, if I have to explain to somebody that they may have a tumor, okay, I'm going to sit down and I will say, okay, look, this is what we think you have. These are what your options are, okay? We may want to go in and just kind of scoop the sucker out. Or we may want to do X, Y, and Z. And I use my hands. Sometimes I draw, even though I'm not a good artist, etc. But some other doctors of other cultures, they don't do that. All right, you came for the opinion, they give you their opinion, and then they leave, and they leave the room. And then the nurse comes in and kind of explains what the doctor just did. People aren't used to that. In America, they're used to the doctor sitting there. In fact, prior to 10, 20 years ago, they were used to you going into the doctor's office and actually, you know, sitting down with them fully dressed and talking about the situation. That's no more. Doctors have to see 4 to 6 people an hour. They can't do that. You can't sit there. They can't wait for you to get dressed and then come into their office and talk. It's completely different these days. So I wouldn't be panicked about seeing doctors of foreign lands. I mean, they have to pass certain requirements to be able to practice medicine. Okay, many people go, you know, look, I saw one of my, you know, doctors graduated from a school in the Caribbean. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. A lot of these schools are very, very good. Okay, I don't know where somebody decided to, you know, start this whole stereotype and bias towards a non-American school. All right, they have to pass certain licensing, and these schools have to be accredited. So I wouldn't worry there. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Download the iPhone app for free, Android app for free, and you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Shows. Plus, it also links you to GCN. GCN Live has tons of phenomenal shows. You got to check them out. Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live, a variety of phenomenal shows. You definitely need to check them out, tune in, and get some education. It blows my mind how so many people haven't been listening to the radio, and then they get shocked with everything going on in this world because you're getting your news from the wrong places. Now, hypothermia. This winter has definitely hit. Okay, I still live in an area where this winter is as mild as it could be, and I know I should be thankful for that, but I want to see snow. Yet frostbite hypothermia is hitting people even as quickly as like 15 minutes from where some of you guys are living. Now, many of you have been to Tarrytown, right, in New York. I love Tarrytown. Anyway, tarrytown.patch.com has some information here just to kind of warn everybody about frostbite and hypothermia throughout the country. And I know some of you are going to say, Dahlia, come on. Well, no, this is something that even I have to be reminded of. When I was in New York, I had to walk to Left Field Pictures. I wanted to do the walk. It was only about 30-some blocks. And I was, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, crisp, beautiful winter day. This is going to be nice. So I decided to make the walk. And I think it was, or was it October? No, it was January. So I decided to make the walk. I was really excited. And within minutes, my ears, right, started to frostbite. And then I actually started to trip because I was getting a little dizzy. I got hypothermic probably within 20 blocks. And it wasn't even that cold like it is this time of year now. So when it comes to frostbite and hypothermia, you forget that the speed at which your temperature can drop internally could be an issue as well. So, for example, if you're in a house that's heated up to, let's say, 72 degrees or even heated up to 80 degrees, and then you go outside and you got the wind chill factor, et cetera, like they're dealing with Minnesota, and, you know, man, hats off to the GCN crew for, you know, being able to make it to work dealing with what they're dealing with. You know, you need to realize that you are going to have that drastic drop in temperature. Many of us will just sit in our car, wait till it heats up, have that extra set of keys, warm up your car beforehand. Hopefully nobody steals it, of course. Don't forget to dress appropriately. They suggest the hat and the gloves. Now, many of you are like, Dahlia, this makes common sense. Not to us Vegas folk. Us Vegas folk, many of us do not own a hat or gloves or a scarf. Boy, did I need it last year in New York. All right, warm fluids, all right, and warm water. These hot toddies, alcohol, I would avoid. Be careful of coffee. Sometimes with the caffeine, that could accelerate hypothermia. Make sure you're staying active and moving. Try to take breaks from the cold. If you could pop indoors to a coffee shop or something to warm up a little bit. And try to avoid any unnecessary exposure of any part of the body. Remember, the cold can transfer. You want to get out of the cold immediately if you start to notice you're a little dizzy, etc. Now, of course, some of you will say, oh, I only have 10 more blocks to go. No, warm up first and then go for those 10 blocks or get a cab, etc. Now, what would be signals of frostbite? If your skin starts to get frostbite, and we're hearing cases where people are getting frostbite within 15 minutes, okay, the skin could kind of look waxy, flushed, white, gray, discolored. Now, I know everybody looks white outside in the cold, but you know your body color, and know your body color. Look at your body before you go outside. Look at your body within a minute of going outside, and then as you're outside, test it. Sometimes you'll be numb, and you won't realize you're numb because you're numb. Okay, sometimes you'll actually hurt. Frostbite is having frozen parts of your body. Sometimes you could get an engorgement of blood that is very prickly, warm, and painful, which is why some people, before they die of hypothermia, rip off their clothes. And so many emergency units will know that somebody must be dead of hypothermia when they see clothes out in the middle of the desert, etc. Because people will, in their confused state, start to rip off their clothes because they get the clothes get very, very uncomfortable. That's more the end stages. But hypothermia, very life-threatening. Now, many of you go, well, wait a second. If you're hypothermic, you know, you're not dead until you're warm and dead. You're not dead if you're cold and dead. Well, no, you could still die of hypothermia, okay? Still. Of course, signals of hypothermia, you could have the apathy, the kind of being confused. Your family member could be sitting there not answering you. It could be they're hypothermic. Sometimes you shiver. Sometimes you can't shiver. Consciousness issue, etc. And so they also suggest be careful with your carbon monoxide and, of course, fire prevention. Make sure all your heaters get plenty of space. I know a lot of us have very small rooms, so we put the heater in the small room to heat it up, and then we kind of hang out in the small room. They say make sure there's is at least a 3 feet distance from many of your heaters. Never leave the fire in the fireplace unattended. Okay, make sure you have something blocking the embers that seem to come out. The cooking range, avoid using cooking ranges to heat your home. Again, carbon monoxide. Portable space heaters, you gotta turn off because, again, the carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide, remember, it binds to oxygen, it binds to the hemoglobin pretending to be oxygen. Oxygen is O2, two oxygen molecules. CO is carbon monoxide, two molecules, but both of them aren't oxygen. So your hemoglobin goes, oh, here's two molecules, CO, and then it transfers it to parts of the body and you end up asphyxiating because you really don't have enough oxygen. Not a painful way to die, but a very scary way to die because you don't know you're dying. They say make sure that your coal stoves, your wood, your fireplaces, your chimneys are all inspected. These should be done before the time of year. Okay? And then if you do have a space heater, make sure it's on a level, hard, non-flammable surface and not on rugs. I'm sick of hearing these fires. Many people's space heaters cause fires because of the carpet underneath. Plug power cords directly into the outlets. They say avoid extension cords. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. China has this little bit of a scare, but the government is trying to quell parents that it's not the vaccine. Apparently, 9 children have died. Families think it's the hepatitis B vaccine, but Chinese health authorities say they have found no link between the hepatitis B vaccine and the deaths of these 9 children. China has been investigating 17 deaths following inoculation with the hepatitis B vaccine from December 13th to the 31st. Many Chinese people are suspicious about the government already, but they say the preliminary status have shown no link yet. Now, the hepatitis B vaccine, from what we understand, that we use here would be different lots, different companies, so we shouldn't have a scare here in the States. But it's just another one of those things where, you know, you wonder, okay, what's going on over there? Remember 6 children died back in 2008 because they were drinking milk contaminated with melamine? They say there's been other reports of the rabies vaccine and the encephalitis and hepatitis B vaccine causing issues as well over there. As we get for more information, of course, we will definitely keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this was an interesting poll. Reported from ABC News out of the AP News, they say more people imagine American life in 2050 very gloomy and a downhill slide, as opposed to people being excited about our future. Some people think we're going to have a runaway government, rampant poverty, vanishing morality, and they say a majority of Americans predict a future worse than today. Only 1 in 6 think there's going to be better times over the next 4 decades. They say the most pessimistic are your middle age and older people. That's kind of, you know, when I saw that, I was like, all right, you know, another poll talking about how unhappy people are. But, I mean, this is being reported by ABC News. This isn't something just being reported by Fox, okay? I mean, we're having people extremely pessimistic about what's happening in the future, and it is. And things drastically changed within the last 4 years. Yes, it did start within the last year of the Bush administration. The economy went down. And with any economy issue, recession, depression, it could last multiple years. We know that. It just, we didn't think it was going to affect all the other aspects like it has. And we'll probably talk about this more tomorrow. All right, stay tuned for another hour. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information. information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.